When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The dream is made real. Ricky Hatton rocks the world.
How do you like it? How do you like it?
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It's over. Mamma mia, he's done it. Anthony Joshua defeats Vladimir Klitschko.
Welcome back, fight fans, to BTR Boxing Podcast Network. I'm your host, Sean, and today, for this episode, I'm joined by Alaska Diamond. Alaska, this is going to be one of the most wildest, weirdest, strangest episodes I've ever done as a podcaster, and I'm really looking forward to get to know you a little bit more, but there's various reasons why you've come on this podcast today, and I'm going to hand the floor to you and tell our listeners why you're here, not just to talk about yourself, but there's a specific reason you've come on this podcast.
That's right. The reason I'm on this podcast is because I've been calling out L Brook UK all week and a half, and I haven't gotten a response from her, and I want to make sure my voice is heard. I want to fight her. Her opponent dropped out. She's not a fighter. That's fine. But she was bullying that girl, and hey, I don't like bullying, so I'm going to come in and I'm going to show her my, you know, my moves from America, Las Vegas girl, coming to put it right in her face. So when you sit and say you can fight in America, I don't know about the UK, but somebody come up to you and say, okay, I'll fight you. You're supposed to say, yeah, I'll fight you back. But she's not doing that. So all I can think in my mind is that she's so freaking scared. I want everybody to see the chicken that she is. Bottle job is what they say in the UK. All I can say is, let's have it.
Well, that's a great way to introduce yourself to our episode and our podcast. And do you know, I didn't really know too much about this, to be honest with you, Alaska. I knew a little bit about it. It was on my radar, the fight that she was supposed to be involved in. And then obviously her opponent pulled out and she's obviously talked about it on social media. She's been quite vocal. I didn't really know too much about her, being totally honest. But when I started to realise who she was, what she does, what she's involved in, I started to realise what she's probably trying to achieve out of getting in the ring. But the one thing that surprised me the most is the fact that she's actually hired a trainer of professional champions, which is Mark Tibbs. Everyone in the UK knows who Mark Tibbs is. He's a well-renowned trainer. He's got a lot of great fighters in his stable at the moment. So it seemed to me like she's actually got a serious statement of intent and she really does want to fight. But is there a reason why she's not responding to you? Is it because she thinks she's better than you? Is she got a higher profile than you? Is that what it's all about?
100%. I've been getting backlash from people that are her fans or on her team, sending me stuff on TikTok and on my Twitter, saying mean things. I'm just like, hey, I love haters. You know, haters are fans too. And hey, they fuel that fire in me to keep going. That doesn't stop me. That makes me want it more. People that think that they're better than people that don't have as many numbers as them are wrong. Because look at me. I have the look, just like she's got what look she's working with. And I've got the know-how. I've got the will. I've got a trainer. I'm on the road. What is she doing? She has no opponent and she's doing this fight. Well, let's go. Here it is, baby.
So what about you then? Let's talk a little bit about you, because, you know, for all intents and purposes, the people that listen to this podcast are mainly, a lot of them are hardcore boxing fans, or they listen to us because they want to listen to historical stories that we tell on our podcast. But, you know, we don't really know too much about you, so this is the opportunity to get to know you a little bit. So I'd love to know, like, you know, what is it you actually do for a living? What do you do? What's got you onto social media and got your profile up and out there?
Okay, so I'm not a professional boxer, so that's what I know qualifies me to fight her. I've been a boxing fan for years. If you guys look at my page, I've been making sure I'm posting all the photos of me at boxing events with different boxers that everybody knows worldwide. My husband is my trainer, and he's from London, and he is the person who really got me into boxing. What do I actually do? I am an exquisite Las Vegas commercial and residential real estate agent. And I moved to France, so I'm local. I could just drive straight over to this fight and do what I gotta do, easy. But basically, I've been on YouTube. I do funny skits about boxers. I want you guys to see this one. I did Michelle Joyce Phelps. You know how she laughs all the time? You got to see that. People always tell me that's the funniest shit they've ever seen or heard. I did two Ebony Bridges. I'm a fan, I'm not hating on these girls. I think what they do is funny, is I took the funny side and I do other skits. I do short films, but I also write and act and do reality shows. I write racy reality shows and I try to sell them at, because I'm a producer, director, and I try to sell them at convention. Haven't sold one yet. So anybody interested in getting a racy kind of, you know, number one, most viewed reality show, I'm your girl.
So with all that in mind, with everything that you get up to, you've got a lot on your plate at the moment, but what's made you come in this direction to want to fight Elle Brooke? Well, what is it? You mentioned it at the beginning, you mentioned about how she's bullying the other girl, Astrid Wett, and she's pulled out and you didn't like that. Is it predominantly that reason?
By three, she kicked that girl. That girl smelled at her. You can see that she can't fight in her training videos. She's like lost in the ring. That's not just it. She's calling herself a role model. Okay, role model. I'm a rapper too. I like rap. I like all the stuff that comes with rap. Look at the way I look. Rappers are more role models than porn stars. And I would go as far to say possibly strippers. But porn stars who are doing it all, adult entertainment, there's nothing wrong with what she wants to do for a living. But do not tell little girls and young girls who look at you and think you're somebody amazing because you got the numbers and you got the attention that you're a role model. Because we can't all fuck our way to the top. That's not a role model, honey. That's something else that I'm not going to say because I'm not going to call a woman out like that right now. But for real now, please shut up. So I'm going to punch her in her mouth. I'm going to role model the hell out of her with this fist. How about that?
And you're really serious about it as well, aren't you? Like, I've seen you on social media. You genuinely really want this. It isn't just a promotional thing. It is literally you trying to get her attention to say, look, I'm here, I'm ready, I want this. Where you at?
Kingpin is the people, I'm sure, that has to give her the green light to get me on there. But she hasn't said shit. And if she's sitting there ignoring me, people will ignore you. Like I said in one of my videos, is weak. You're weak if you're ignoring me. Say something. You don't let people talk shit about you. You've been talking shit about her all week. You know what I'm saying? Talk shit about you and say nothing. Be a woman. If somebody talks shit about me for real though, publicly, with posting videos like I do and doing all the shit I do, I'd be like, bitch, let me let you know something. Yeah, I'm gonna fight you and I'm gonna fuck you up too. How about that? I'm gonna shut your motherfucking mouth. You don't even know me. You know what I'm saying? I know her as much as everybody else online and all that. And I know bitches like her. Sometimes they need to be shut down. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be interesting this to see how this actually plays out, because, you know, in this generation, people now start to look at these types of fights. And let's be honest, there are people out there that don't like it. They don't agree with it. They don't like it. It's not for them. Okay, that's their opinion. But genuinely, if there's an interest in something like this, as you've seen with the likes of other famous YouTubers who have gone on to actually, you know, make a bit of a mark within the sport and be spoken about within the sport, it's not beyond the realms of possibility with the way it is in the sport at the moment for people to get involved in this capacity and actually bring attention. But, you know, some people might say it's not the right type of attention though. But what would you say to that?
Role model, it is a movement for social media people, thanks to Jake Paul, of course, who's proven to you, just because, you know what, I didn't come from nothing and I come and out of here and I want to fight. You know what? Jake Paul, he believes in himself like a lot of professional boxers do. But hey, he's fighting professional boxers. So guess what? He's a professional. He's had several professional fights. This first fight will be my very first fight and her very first fight. So it's a fair fight of two bitches who ain't never done it before, who got that heart and ready to go. I got nothing to lose. I think she's smart. Maybe everybody will be like, you punk ass bitch, because you fought that girl. You said you was going to fight. She straight up said it on the video. Anybody, anywhere, I'll fight you because I'll win. I'm out. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, you're new. Bring it.
Do you really think she wants it, though? Do you really think she wants it, or do you think it is just publicity?
Okay, so there's no opponent, and the fight is, like, a couple of weeks away, so I don't know. Yesterday, King Kong posted a poll, but you know how polls work, where they have multiple choice? It was just the thing where you fill in the name. So I typed Alaska Dog winner, of course, and I told everybody online, go ahead and vote. People are saying they are. Hopefully they do. There's no way to tell because it's just a name. So clearly there's something going on where people are either put my name in there because I, honest to God, haven't seen no other person come forward and say, I'll do you. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's down to having short notice. People haven't been training as long as her. They scared. And they scared of that Mark Tibbs name and all that shit. I ain't scared.
So in reality, though, like if she turned around tomorrow and someone contacted you from her team and said, you know what, you're talking all this stuff online, do you really want it? We can give it you in 2 weeks. Would you, realistically, would you be ready for it?
I'll go, hallelujah, fine, I get this. That's what the fuck I say. And then I get in my motherfucking car and drive to the ferry and head over there.
That's going to be really interesting. I hope that it does play out. I really do hope that it does play out because it'll be really interesting to see how things go. Because, you know, it was quite a topical debate here in the UK for a couple of weeks. You know, people were going, oh, no, here we go, a porn star versus another porn star. And, you know, this is not the look we want to see, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's have got their own opinions on it. But now, reality check, you know, we've got somebody like yourself who's got... who's legitimately multi-talented, who has got all these different strings to their bow, but who's ready to step in and actually get in the ring with someone who's got limited experience like herself and is willing to go at it. It's I commend you for doing it. I commend you for putting your name out there and doing it because, you know, there's not many people that would, because it takes some bottle to do that, to get in the ring and get punched in the face.
Okay, so I'm from Vegas, right? People be out drinking and shit all the time and acting crazy. I've been 86. That means you get kicked out of the hotel for doing all this and trying to do all that. And I like fighting. I don't start it, I end it. So I'm ready for this one. She started this one, talking all day, I'm going to do it. I'm going to end it now. That's what I do.
And what happens if she doesn't respond, though? Like, do you just keep pursuing her? Do you just keep going for it to eventually get it?
I'm a dog with the bone with anything I focus on.
Possibly. It could happen if she decides not to do it now. She might decide, you badger her. If you're putting enough out there and you're continuing to do what you're doing, eventually she's got to respond, hasn't she? She's got to reply, whether it's, yes, I'm going to fight you, or, you know what, I'm not interested in it, whatever. But if she says that, then all that's going to do is just heighten what you're already doing. It's just going to basically prove what you're already saying about her, isn't it?
I go on her TikTok and wrote, if anybody wants to look, you will see my long messages to her to fight her. I did it to Astrid, telling her, tell her I'll fight her for you. And I send every message on her TikTok, and I reply to that message where she said she was going to fight somebody. If you look at every message underneath her message, it's all me. It's like 8 messages and 8 different videos of me saying what I got to say and the little video. To make, you know, to entertain people, let them know, you know, punk.
Well, do you know, you're talking about your skits. I actually did watch a couple of them quite recently about people that I know and have actually been around personally. I'm not saying I'm personally friends with these individuals, but I've been around them personally at shows. And, you know, I'll be honest, it was really funny. It was actually really funny. So... To the people that are listening, if you haven't seen the Michelle Joy Phelps skit on Alaska's YouTube, honestly, you got to go and watch it because it was hilarious. And you know, boxing Twitter is a thing. I don't know if you've discovered that yet. Boxing Twitter is a thing at the moment. And I think that is the sort of thing that people will absolutely enjoy because she seems to get a lot of hate as well. I think because she comes across, I'm not suggesting this myself, but the interpretation is she's a little bit fabricated at times with what she does. So that's why people take the mickey out of it.
I love Michelle Joyce Phelps. She, I've been watching her since way back when she first started, you know, or in my mind, she first started. I'm not 100%, but when she first started, everybody was talking shit about her. Just like right now, people are talking shit about me. They're talking it to me on my in my messages and stuff. So whatever, look what she's done. Just because she's a woman and she did it without all, you know, I've seen other girls try to copy her and they're very sexualized and nobody respects them at all. She's earned her place and she's earned her respect and she's doing it. I don't know how people are hating on her so much. She don't care. She's the woman. Why she care what they say?
I find that as well. I find that a lot of people do try to be somebody like her or try to replicate that style that she brings. And obviously she's her own individual. She's created it. She's in some respects, she's a bit like the sort of leader of the pack. She's the one that's paved the way for women in boxing to become correspondents. I've seen a lot of women follow suit from her. I've seen a lot of people get into the sport and want to become a presenter or want to be on a podcast because of her and what she has been able to achieve. And now she's moved away a little bit from boxing and now she's doing the red carpet as well. So it's like, that just goes to show you that whatever she has done has worked.
Well, she's likable and relatable. That's the other thing. These other people who have tried to fabricate that, I've seen them and they seem very disconnected from the boxer when they're talking to them and they don't know anything about boxing. So they're just like, hi. And they're like, I got dressed up. I've got the mic. Let's, you talk. And they just don't even respect them because they can feel that. With Michelle, you know what I'm saying? She's talking to them. She's relatable. She's friendly. And some girls are better around a bunch of dudes.
So going back to you then, Alaska, going back to your sort of intentions now, realistically, like, if you get this fight and you have this fight with Elle, is it an intention for you to actually carry on within boxing, or is this just a sort of one-off instance where you just want to get involved within this particular instance against this particular person, or if you got an intention to actually maybe get involved in more, if maybe more people at a similar stage of their lives and their careers professionally want to do this?
Absolutely. After I pummel Elle Brook into the canvas, the next opponent and the next opponent, I'm looking forward to. I love fighting.
There you go. Answered right there. You know what? There was something you said to me earlier before we started doing this episode. And you said, you mentioned you had a little rap for me. I think it's about time to bring that little rap in, don't you?
Mm-hmm. That's the date of your fate. Elle Brook, you say that you can fight July 16th. I'ma repeat a punch you with all my might. That's when you realize that you can't take back all that shit that you fake. At the end of the fight, everybody will be screaming, dynamite!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There we go. I'm sure everybody enjoyed that one. It was great. Thanks so much for sharing it. I'm pretty sure that when L sees this, it's got to get that response, hasn't it? It's got to provoke a response, surely, at some point. Like, listen, I don't know L personally. I can't sit here and comment on who she is and what she does. But, you know, I've had a little dealings with Mark, who trains her, and a few of the fighters that Mark trains, and I know quite a few of them for being involved in the sport. And they're all genuine, decent people, but I can't comment on L. All I can see of L is that she's a social media individual, and she does TikToks, and she does YouTubes, and obviously she does pornography, which I didn't know about until people started posting about on social media, and it kind of got me intrigued going a little bit. I was thinking, who is this? You know, where has she come from? And all of a sudden, now we've got to a point where, you know, actually she's getting spoken about a lot more because she's put herself out there and she said she wants to fight. And because she hasn't got this fight now with Astrid Wetter, you've stepped in, as we've said and we've talked about through the episode. Like, there's an opportunity here, not just for her, but for you to actually not just enhance your platforms, but actually put yourselves out there even more, to the point where people will realise that, respectfully to both of yous, you've got your own talents, you've got your own thing going on, and people might actually get to see a bit more of that now they get introduced to yous. I hope, Alaska, that, you know, you do get the call. I hope that they do call you. I hope that you do get brought over to fight. And it'll be interesting to see what happens, because, you know, she's had training, you having training. Legit, it's going to be genuine. People that have not got greatest of experiences in the world at getting in the ring. So you're both at the same level. If this fight goes down, how does it go down? Do you stop her? Does it go to points? How does it happen?
I'm on a knockout plan. When I'm going, people like to debate and say, well, it was robbed and all that. Nah, ain't nobody about to get robbed. I might beat her like a crook, but nobody's getting robbed. Trust me.
It's been great having you on. You know, thank you so much for coming on and speaking to me, speaking to our audience, and obviously speaking directly to Elle as well and telling her that you want this fight. So, Elle, if you're listening to this, please, please get in contact with Alaska and her team and get this fight on. You know, this fight can happen. She's willing to do it. Alaska's here. She's willing to do it. Get it on. Let's get this ball rolling. Let's get you two guys in the ring and let's get to see how this plays out.
Oh, no. My promoter wants to say a word. Is that okay?
Go for it.
How you doing, Sean?
Hello, you all right?
Okay, so outside of this fight actually being social media based, okay, Alaska approached this very real. She's not out to, like, get ire in that thing. She's got a beef with this girl, right? A genuine beef. She's got it in her. Right? And she wants to play this out. It's not, no one's doing this to get any attention or anything like that. And I'll tell you now, I train Alaska, right? And I've done so for a long time. This girl might look, trust me, this girl can fight. This will not be some little, L Brooks jumps in there because Mark Tibbs is training her and bangs her out. Trust me, that will not play out that way. It will not play out that way. I boxed myself for 10 years. I know everybody in the sport pretty much. Not like yourself, you know, you're out there interviewing them all, but Alaska Diamond can fight. Trust me, she's got it in here in a massive abundance. In here, she can fight. She's got little combinations. We're ducking and rolling. She's doing her thing. She's sprinting. She's doing circuit training. She's doing weights. It ain't no bullshit. She's ready. She will jump in the river in 2 weeks. No problem. Just wanted to say my piece. Peace out.
Thank you so much for putting your input into it. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. You know what? Genuinely excited. Genuinely, because I was a bit sceptical, I'll be totally honest. As a podcaster who predominantly focuses on the mainstream of the sport and the grassroots of the sport, this is all very new to me and to our audience that listen to this podcast. So, you know, they're all going to have their own opinions on it, but you just kind of quashed that a little bit, because what you just said to us and said to the people listening is that this is genuine, this isn't for show, this is real, this is something she really wants and wants to do and wants to do it right.
You think about it, we're going up against boxing royalty here with Mark Tibbs.
True.
This guy is so unbelievably, you know, in the field of boxing, it's just, like, ridiculous. Like, what he knows, what he's done, what he's achieved, you know, all that stuff. But let me tell you, we respect that, but we don't fear it. That's the difference.
No.
Right? Respect it, we do not fear
No fear.
So you know, that's what I say we do. That's how we come. You know what I mean? It's a... Alaska will go in there and give that girl a war, and she won't take it about with steps. She will stand there and trade with that girl. Trust me, you'll see. And you can play this video back and see if I'm wrong.
Let's see how it pans out. Let's hope that she gets it. That's the main thing. Let's hope that this happens. Let's hope we get to see it. Let's hope it's very, very soon. Thank you both for coming on, and thank you both for putting your input in. Alaska, best of luck. If this happens in a couple of weeks, best of luck. If it doesn't happen in a couple of weeks, it's got to happen at some point.
This is the one I want. I got my teeth ready, sunk into this. Let's go!
So there we go, fight fans. I did say it was going to be a strange, a wild, different from the normal content that we put out here on the BTR Boxing Podcast Network. But, you know, Alaska got in touch and I felt like it was a good opportunity for her to put herself out there. And, you know, she seems like she's a multi-talented individual. It was great having her on. Thanks, Alaska, for coming on. And obviously, if you guys have enjoyed the banter that she's got and you want to follow her on social media, you can on Instagram at Alaska_Diamond_OzOZ. You can find her on Twitter at ALFunny, FUNNIG. You can find her on there, Alaska Diamond as well. She has also got a Linktree page as well for all of her available social media. She's on the YouTube channel as well, mentioning her YouTube channel where she does all the skits and the comedy sketches. They're actually quite funny, to be fair. So, guys, go and check it out. If you want to pass some time, you want 5 minutes to have a bit of a laugh at some of the people within the sport that she's doing skits on, it's probably worth just having a couple of minutes look at it. It's been a little bit surreal having a guest like Alaska on the show. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I hope you've, you know, been able to take something away from it. You know, this whole YouTube boxing thing may not be your thing. It never really has been my thing, but I appreciate that people come from all walks of life, and Alaska comes from a certain walk of life, and she's put herself right out there. She's looking to get in the ring with Elle Brooke, and let's just see if it does happen. All the stuff that she's putting out there on social media, how many fights have been made from social media these days? It seems to be the only way to do it, so maybe she will get it. And if she doesn't, well, she's put herself on the radar of everybody now, and I'm sure at some point we'll hear from her again in the future. Well, that's it for this episode, fight fans. Make sure you go and check us out on social media at BTR Boxing Pod, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and you can find us on YouTube. Big shout out to all the patrons of the podcast. Thank you so much, as always, for supporting the podcast network. We hope you've enjoyed your ad-free version of this episode and your early access to all the series-based content which we're bringing out. And it's only a week away now from the Legendary Knights Season 3. I cannot wait for this to drop. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Make sure you're following us on there at Legend Knight Pod. Make sure you subscribe to the Legendary Knights podcast. Whilst it does go up on the main feed, we do have an independent Legendary Knights podcast feed. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple or on Spotify, on Google. We are available on all podcasting platforms if you want to solely subscribe to that and get all the episodes from there. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you on the next episode, which will be a recap of the weekend's action and a big fight preview coming up.
The dream is made real. Ricky Hatt rocks the world.
How do you like it? How do you like it?
Wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It's over. Mamma mia, he's done it. Anthony Joshua defeats Vladimir Klitschko.
Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.